All right, it's what you've been waiting for. Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Belleville in 11-year-old baseball, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Water Well Services, La Morella's Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent Financial, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go out to the field with your pregame host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Burton Little League fields, and we're at Roberts Field. That's the lower field here for tonight's game between the Washington County 11-year-old All-Stars and the Belleville All-Stars. Doug Brown with you here on the radio, and this is the start of, these are the district international tournaments, so that means they go past this if they win the tournament, it's a 16 tournament, Washington County and Belleville on this field, and then up on top at Gibson Field, they've got Hempstead and Sealy set to play there. Schulenburg and Lee County drew first-round byes, and so they will face the winners of these two respective games tomorrow night here at 5 o'clock back in Burton. But for Washington County, this group's been playing pretty well. They've been playing pretty good going up through the system together. And under the management of David Dulich and assistant coaches of Chris Mark and Shad Riley. And just looking around here, Washington County dressed out in the white uniforms, green letters and numbers. Belleville with the red jerseys with white letters and numbers and white pants this evening. And we are just had a little sprinkle pass through here, thankfully. It's already dried up, so it looks like we won't be interrupted here tonight. But we're looking forward to bringing this one to you, and we've got a lot to get to here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
You got dirt? Grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Patch Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenient convenience store.
All right, as we're coming back here, and we got one of our umpires. Oh, it's our old buddy Jacob Baby. Going to be calling the balls and strikes this evening and just waiting on the second umpire to get here. By the way, don't forget about that big thing we got going out at the Brenham Whataburger tomorrow morning. The Astros Caravan with Orbit the Mascot going to be out there from 10. Well, the Astros will be out, organization out there 10 to noon, and Orbit will be out there 10:30 to 11:30. And so be sure you be out there for that. And look for our buddy Cowboy Dave from KTX 106. He's going to be the MC out there. You can't miss him. He'll have his boots on and also the speakers playing the music for you. And that, he's really, really tall, so he'll be kind of hard to miss. But nevertheless, we're getting set for this one between Belleville and Washington County. This is the 11-year-olds tournament. And just the start of this, as we said on the other field, you got Hempstead and Sealy. Now, the winner of this one between Washington County and Belleville, they'll come back here tomorrow, and they'll actually be on the upper field to take on Lee County, and that is a 5 o'clock start time. And Hempstead and Sealy, the winner of that, will face Schulenburg tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, and that'll be on the lower field here. And so that is kind of where things stand. And losers, they don't play again until Monday night at 5 o'clock, and those will be elimination games. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at your starting lineups. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at Tilghman Homes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
All right, here we go. And we're back in there introducing the Washington County All-Stars. And since they're just about through with that, let me go ahead and recap for you for Washington County. Cam Wheaton leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the right fielder, Mason Ayler. Batting third, the first baseman, Walker Ebert. Batting fourth, the pitcher, Aiden Mathis. Batting fifth will be Tommy Osmussen. Batting sixth, Blaine Baker. Batting seventh will be the center fielder, Bowen Riley. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Jake Church. Batting ninth will be the second baseman, Jake Dulich. And batting 10th, the third baseman, Connor Mark. Batting 11th, left fielder, Luke Leckler. And for Belleville, their starting lineup, it'd be Clayton Metcalf leading things off, playing shortstop. Tucker Freeman's doing the pitching, batting second. William Johnson is the catcher, hitting third. Nolan Harris, third baseman, batting fourth. Grady Willard, the first baseman, batting fifth. Clay Reefcole, batting sixth. Asher Sorensen, the center fielder, hits seventh. Gavin Tiemann is in the eighth. Knox Reynolds, the second baseman, bats ninth. Weston Myers, the left fielder, hits 10th. And Damian Perales, the right fielder, will bat 11th. So that is the starting lineup for both teams. And I think we're going to have our anthem here and then get this one underway. And we'll check in with Miss Jane Henze. Our national anthem, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
There's There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, Tucker Freeman warming it up for the Belleville All-Stars. Be working with William Johnson back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Grady Willer at first. Knox Reynolds at second, left side. Clayton Metcalf at short. Nolan Harris at third. Into the outfield. Asher Sorensen in center. Weston Myers in left. And Damian Perales in right. And Freeman will be looking at the top three in the Washington County batting order. Cam Wheaton, Mason Ehler, and Walker Ebert. This is the 11-year-old boys tournament. And Freeman's finished with his warm-up tosses. And we are ready to go as Wheaton steps in here. Got a big turnout. Got a huge Washington County group back behind left field, tailgating. And the first pitch of Freeman, way high for a ball, and it is 1-0. Got one on the pie as well. 2-0 count on Wheaton. Flags blowing from right to left. Next pitch to Wheaton. Bounced up there a ball, and it's 3-0. So far, nothing even remotely close here. And next pitch, up high, ball four. And Wheaton draws the leadoff walk as that one goes back to the backstop. And that's going to bring in Mason Ehler, the right fielder. And pitch is finally, that's his first strike there for Ehler, and it's 0-1. Our first strike there for Freeman on Ehler. Freeman's next pitch swung and a miss, 0-2. Well, he was shooting for the outside corner there. 0-2 to Ehler. And strike three called, and Ehler is caught looking for out number one. And that's going to bring up Walker Ebert. Pitch coming. And is in there for a strike. And now Freeman seems to, after a little erratic on that first at bat by Wheaton, he seems to have found the strike zone now. Swung on a miss. Good fastball there, and it's 0-2. One out runner at first. Just getting underway here, and that one bounces up there, ball gets away, and Wheaton will head on down to second. And he moves over on the wild pitch. Meanwhile, it's a 1-2 count. One, two, three. Ebert, he swings and misses. He's down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Aiden Mathis. Mathis is going to be pitching for Washington County. Chance to help himself with the bat. And that one foul tip and hit off the catcher. A As I always say, when stuff like that happens, thank God for the protective gear that they have nowadays. Oh, one delivery way high ball. And it's 1-1. So Matt's just trying to see if he can get Wheaton home from second. And Freeman's next pitch. Just missing outside the ball. And it's 1-2. And Mathis swings and misses. And he's down on, that's two strikes, so 2-2. He thought it was strike three. He was heading back to the dugout. And umpire told him that, nope, only two. And that one foul up the first base side. He got a good piece of that one, just didn't turn on it enough that time. So two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the inning. And that one, a pie ball three, so now full count on Mathis. Wheaton at second. And the pitch from Freeman outside, ball four. And Mathis will get on base. And that'll bring up Tommy Osmussen. And that one upside, up high for a ball, 1-0. And up high for a ball, 2-0. Time is called, and the catcher for Bell Johnson wants to go out and have a word with Freeman. Two O count, two outs in the inning, two runners on for Washington County, trying to see if they can get one home and get on the scoreboard. Freeman's next pitch just misses outside, and it's a 3-0 count. Freeman now in danger of walking the bases loaded. And Paul Four, he does. Third walk of the inning, and that'll load the bases up for Blaine Baker. And time is called. Belleville's manager wants to come out and have a word. For a while there, when he was pitching Ehlert and Ebert, it was like he was able to find the strike zone, but now it's starting to get a little wild. Looks like he's starting to get a little wild again. Yeah, so far the base is loaded. It'll be Wheaton at third, Mathis at second, and Osmussen at first. Just underway, top half of the first inning here in Burton over at Roberts Field. That's the lower of the two fields at Burton Little League Park. And next pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. Blaine Baker, the batter. And that one in there for a strike. Good pitch by Freeman. Oh, that's one of the things Tommy and I talk about throughout the baseball season. One of the biggest keys to any team's success. You got to have pitchers that can throw strikes. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 1-2 now on Baker. And that one down low ball, 2-2 now.
Check, baby, let's go. Protect that plate.
pitch. Strike three gone, and Baker caught looking for out number three. So in the inning for Washington County, no runs, no hits, no errors. There were three runs left, and we played half an inning, no score here for Burton. And we'll be back on the bottom of the first inning after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on the field.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
And we come back here to the bottom of the first inning. No score here from Burton. And it's Aiden Mathis warming things up for Washington County. And he'll be looking at the top three in the Belleville batting order. Clayton Metcalf, Tucker Freeman, and William Johnson. And Mathis working to Jake Church behind the plate, right side of the infield. He's got Walker Ebert at first, Jake Dilditch at second, left side of the infield, Cam Wheaton at short, Connor Marek at third, into the outfield, Bowen Riley in center, flanked in right by Mason Ehlert, and in left by Luke Leckler. And Mathis ready. Clayton Metcalf, the Belleville shortstop, will lead it off here in the bottom of the first. Yeah, for the purposes of this game, Belleville, the home team, Washington County, the visiting team. And Mathis ready with his first pitch. And in there for a strike on one, Metcalf showing bunt. But was not able to make a connection there. Next pitch from Mathis. And that one, a bouncer over to second base. And throws on the first, gets the out. Nice play there. That was Jake Dulich to Walker Ebert for out number one. And now they'll bring up the pitcher, Tucker Freeman. And that pitch upside for a ball, 1-0. And that pitch coming, swung out and missed by Freeman. Took a big rip there and came up empty. And it's one ball and one strike. Next pitch from Mathis, in there for a strike, and 1-2. And that one bounced up over the middle, over to short, Wheaton up with it, throws on to first, and then it's out number two. Nice play there by Cam. Two down now. Brings up William Johnson, the catcher. And Mathis' next pitch. That one up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Wind starting to pick up a little bit here at the ballpark. And that one just missed outside. Church tried to frame it there, but unsuccessful. That pitch is a ball. you got to remember your umpire is used to be a catcher, so he knows all the tricks of the trade back there. Yeah, that one up high for a ball, and it's 3-0. Yeah, swing and a miss, 3-1. In there for a strike, and it's full count now, 3-2. Now Sim Mathis can come back here and get him. And that one's outside, ball 4. Anthony Johnson takes the walk. And that'll bring up Nolan Harris. Harris, the third baseman, hitting right-handed. Yeah, pitch from Mathis. That one way upstairs, a ball, 1-0. And Tom Collin going to bring in a runner for Harris. And that is going to be Metcalf. Normally, the rule is you use whoever made the last out, but since the last out was a pitcher, and they always like to get the pitchers and catchers out there for them, so they can get ready, have plenty of time to get ready for the next inning. So it goes with the next out. And pitch is taken for a ball, 2-0 on Harris. And strike call, 2-1, runner going, and a throw down, not in time. Runner in second, two down, pitcher Mathis. Swung and a miss, and that's 2-2 now. Mathis gets the shiny lights from church, and we'll bring it. And that one, line drive, right there at the second baseman, Dolich. And that's out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left done. And we got one inning in the books. No score between Washington County and Belleville. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, as we come back here, and for the Washington County All-Stars, it'll be Bowen Riley leading things off here in the top of the second inning. We follow by Jake Church and then Jake Dolich. And Freeman out, ready for his second inning work. Well, that one way high, gets away from him and to the backstop, and it's a 1-0 count. Thank you. next pitch, and therefore a strike, 0-1, or 1-1. And that one in there for a strike as well. One ball and two strikes on Bowen Riley. And went a little too far outside. It's 1-2. Or no, 2-2, excuse me. 2-2. Up high ball and full count, 3-2. And a pie ball four. And so Riley will take the walk on down to first. It's a fourth walk drawn. Washington County still didn't have a hit yet, but they reached base on four walks. That brings up Jake Church. And Freeman's next pitch. Inside. Church has to get out of the way there to avoid getting hit. 1-0 count. And Church takes that one for a strike. And that one low and away, a ball. Two balls and a strike now on Church. That went way high ball. Three balls and one strike. And swings and misses. And strike two. Full count now on Church. And a pie ball four. And so Washington County with two runners aboard. And it's going to bring up Jake Dulich. And Dulich batting. And time is called. And our home plate umpire, Jacob, maybe going over to say something to the Washington County dugout. Dulich ready. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, but he'll take strike one. Washington County thinking about playing a little small ball. And next pitch, way high a ball. Yeah, that's 1-1. Up high again, and it's 2-1. And a strike called. 2-2 now on Dulich. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. And it's going to make it a full count. 3-2. And a pie ball four. Three straight walks and the bases are loaded to start the inning. And that'll bring up Connor Marek. And we're getting a visit to the mound. And that may be, let's see, this is, might be it for Freeman. He hasn't turned the ball over yet to his coach. Yeah, it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. And so with the pitching change, we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, and looks like the new pitcher is going to be the former first baseman, Grady Wheeler. And looks like the pitcher, Freeman, is going to go play first base. So those are the only two changes. And Washington County with the bases loaded. Nobody out here in the top. Nobody out here in the top of the second. And it's Connor Mark, the batter. And so Wheeler with the first pitch. And that is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Yeah, a way high ball, 2-0. And Willard with his next pitch. Swung on and missed. Two balls and a strike. And that one fouled back into the fence, and now it's two balls and two strikes on Mark. And that one gets away, and not enough for the runners to come home. Really not much foul territory behind home plate here at this ballpark. Full count, 3-2. And one bounced up there, ball four. And that will be a bases loaded walk to Mark. And that will bring home Bowen Riley with the first run of the ball game. And Washington County takes a 1-0 lead. Here in the second, that brings up Luke Leckler. The bases remain loaded, still nobody out. And Belno right now is really having a hard time finding the strike zone. Got seven walks and we're still nobody out in the second inning. Pitch fouled away by Leckler. 0-1 count. Next pitch, inside for a ball. Luckily, the 11th man to bat in the Washington County lineup. After this, they go back to the top of the order with Cam Wheaton. And next pitch from Willard. Foul tipped into the mid. And a one ball and two strikes. One to the Leckler. And it's outside for a ball. 2-2. Count is even out now. Come on, And takes a ball, 3-2. That was close there. Umpire was tempted to pull the trigger, but held up. And the 3-2. A pop ball for another walk and another run for Washington County. Makes it now 2-0. And we go back to the top of the order with Cam Wheaton, who walked his first time up. So 5 walks in a row to start the inning here for Washington County. Still nobody out. Wheaton walked his last time up. And ended up being less stranded at third. And he swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. He was trying to clear the bases with that one. And that was going to be popped foul back behind the plate. No balls, 2 strikes. Strike 3 called. Good curveball there from Willard, and that's out number 1. And now they'll bring in Mason Aylard, who struck out his first time around. Washington County with a 2-0 lead, looking to add to it. And the next pitch, bounced up there, ball gets away, runner coming home. And sliding in and scoring with Dulich, and that's 3-0 Washington County. And also, on that wild pitch, the runners move up. So they got Mark at third base, Leckler at second. And next pitch, and it fouls that one back. And that one ground ball to third. Only play is over to first to get the out there, and the run scores. So Ebert is out, Aylard is out 5-3, but does pick up the RBI there. And scoring is marked to make it 4-0 Washington County. And brings up Walker Ebert now. The runner at third, 2 down. And one in the pie for a ball, it's 1-0. And one down low for a ball. Brody Willard trying to get out of this inning. And that one is going to be instead of base hit. That's another Washington County run. As Walker Ebert gets the first Washington County hit in the game. And it's now 5-0. And brings up Aiden Mathis. Mathis walked his first time up. He's the 9th batter of the inning for Washington County. Pitch is inside. 1-0. And swung out and missed. 1-1. Mm-hmm. Kaplan inside for a ball. 2-1 count. And Mathis takes the next one. And it's a strike, 2-2. And ball slipped in over here from the other field. Willard comes set next pitch. And strike three called. That is out number three. So in the inning, Washington County comes up with 5 runs on 1 hit. There were 5 walks issued in that inning and 1 left done. We go to the bottom of the second, Washington County with a 5-0 lead. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
All right, as we come back here, we're into the bottom of the second inning. Washington County with a 5-0 lead over Belleville. And it's going to bring up Brody Willard, Clay Reefkull, and Asher Sorensen to bat against Aiden Mathis. Mathis on for a second inning of work. Had a long layoff there due to the all the walks of the previous inning. So he's not too rusty coming out here. And so we're ready to go. Brody Willard, he's now the pitcher stepping in here. Yeah, first pitch, low and away a ball. It's 1-0. And strike, nip the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. And down low for a ball, 2-1. Foul tip into the mid. Get ready to hang on there by the catcher, Church. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. And on a little bit high there. 3-2. And Willard swings and misses. He's down on strikes. First strikeout there for Mathis, and it's 1 away. Mm-hmm. And we've called the batter. First pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. We've called on the extra hitters in the lineup. And that one foul right in the fence in front of the Washington County side of the stands. 0-2. And that one smacked into right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. And it's a recall as the first hit for Belleville this evening. Good job there of taking the pitch and going the opposite way. And that'll bring him Asher Sorensen, the center fielder. Mathis with his next pitch. That one inside for a ball. We're in the bottom of the second. Washington County with a 5-0 lead. And swung on a miss. Good pitch there by Mathis. 1-1. And strike called at the knees. And 1-2. One low and away, skips away. Not enough, though, for the runner to move up. Church was right on top of that one. And that one down low ball and also outside. So full count now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Mathis. That's 2 down. That's his 2nd strikeout of the inning. Brings up Gavin Tiemann. And pitch swung on a miss, going 1. Strike called. Good pitch there by Mathis. He's just firing him right in there. 0-2 on the way. That went way high. Gets away. And the runner not moving. Kind of surprised. I thought that recall might take a shot at going down to 2nd.
Way to move there, Jay. Way to move.
So 1 ball and 2 strikes. And that one bounced up there. Ball, it's 2-2 now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the inning. And a pie for a ball. Full count now on Tiemann. And down low for a ball, and that's a walk. So puts 2 runners aboard down, brings up Knox Reynolds. And infielder's going to come in and have a word. Just trying to keep the shutout going here.
All right, Jake, one more out, Jake.
Mathis with his next pitch. And it was almost an excuse. I think it was more or less trying to get out of the way and just foul that one off by accident in its own one. And their first strike 0-2. Let's see if Mathis can get this last out here in the second. And that one up the first base side. First baseman picks it up there and able to run to the bag for the out. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And we go to the top of the third inning. Washoe County leads it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, we're your local representatives of Thrivent. And we believe that money doesn't buy happiness, but it's a tool that provides options while you're living in retirement. Let's talk through your strategy and define what success looks like for you so that you can live a meaningful retirement. Just call 979-836-0693. 979-836-0693.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we come back here, we're in the top of the third inning. Washington County with a 5-0 lead. It'll be Tommy Osmussen to lead it off, followed by Blaine Baker and then Bowen Riley. Brody Willard out there on the hill. And Osmussen walked his first time. As a matter of fact, Washington County's only got one hit, but they've drawn 8 walks so far in this game, which has helped lead to those 5 runs on the board. And Osmussen's first pitch is going to be popped up. Third baseman over, and he will make the grab for out number 1. That is Nolan Harris. And brings up Blaine Baker. Baker struck out his first time around. And that one is taken for a ball, 1-0. And in there for a strike, 1-1 now. And that one, a chopper foul up the first base side. One ball and 2 strikes now on Baker. And that one, ground ball to 3rd. Once again, Harris up with it. Throws across the first. Nice dig on the other end by Freeman, and it's 2 away. And now I'm going to bring up Bowen Riley. Riley walked and scored the first run of the ball game. We'll try it for a 1-2-3 inning, which would be the first of the game on either side. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. That one way high ball. Riley ducks out of the line of fire there. And Riley swings and misses. 2-1. back. And outside for a ball. That's a full count now. And bounce up there, ball four. And Riley will draw another walk. They'll put another base runner on for Washington County and brings up Jake Church, the catcher. And Thomas called. Let's see if we're going to have another. Looks like we're going to have another pitching change for Belleville. And so with that pitching change, we'll take a break and send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Okay, and we got some changes. As looks like Willard is going to third base. And third baseman Harris is now coming in to pitch. And so Jake Church, the batter here. Riley on first base. Two out. We're in the top of the third. Washington County with a 5-0 lead. And first pitch from Harris is outside for a ball, 1-0. Belleville already on their third pitcher of the game. Just have not been able to throw strikes, and there's another one way high. 1-1. And another one inside for a ball. Yeah, it's 3-0. Gets away, ball four, second walk in a row. And it's a Riley and Church on now for Jake Dulich. Dulich also walked his last time up. So two out, two on for Washington County. And Harris with the pitch. In there for a strike, 0-1. That one way high ball, 1-1. So with that walk, by the way, the Church Washington County's now drawn 10 walks in the game. And we're only in the third inning as Dulich swings and misses. 1-2. And strike three called. And that will tie the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. And we go to the bottom of the third. Washington County still leading this one 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready. Ready to help.
License number 45380. Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
All right, as we come back here, and for Belleville, it's going to be Weston Myers, Damian Perales, and then back to the top of the order, Clayton Metcalf. I was just checking on the Astro game with they're leading the Royals 9-0, and Yordan Alvarez just hit another grand slam. He is just absolutely incredible. That's why when I see people writing on the message board and stuff about, oh, you need to trade him and get a bunch of prospects and stuff, well, I'm like, you're nuts. That guy is a money-making machine. You got to keep that guy on the team. And meanwhile, Weston Myers, is Ed Mathis working, finishing his warm-up tosses here. This is opening night of the 11-year-old baseball tournament. District International tournament starting tonight. We got the 11-year-old boys here, and then over in Schulenburg is the junior boys. Tomorrow night, the major boys start up, and we'll be over there for Washington County and Weimar. That's scheduled for an 8 o'clock start time, 7:45 pregame here on KWHI, but I do caution, with that being the last game of the day over there, it's probably going to be a later start than that, as Myers fouls that one away. This is going to be the fourth game of the day on the same field, and very rarely when that happens, does it start on time. But when it does start, we will have it. And Myers swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Myers a left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher, Mathis. Strike three called. Myers caught looking for out number one. And that's strikeout number three for Mathis. Brings up Damian Perales, the right fielder. Tell you what, Mathis has pitched a really good game so far here for Washington County. Only allowed just three base runners through two and a third innings. Next pitch squared away to bunt Perales. Mathis up with it, throws to first and gets the out. Nice stretch on the other end there by Walker Ebert, and it's two away. And now brings up Clayton Metcalf. Nobody on him. Two quick outs in front of him. Pitch taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Yeah, that one inside almost got a piece of it. Metcalf ducked that away. 2-0. And And the pie for a ball. And a pie ball four. Metcalf draws the walk. And that'll bring up Tucker Freeman. Freeman grounded out to short his first time up. So two outs, one on. And third walk issued by Mathis. And one outside, 1-0. Next pitch inside for a ball, throw down to first. Runner not really leaning very far. And time calm, and we're going to get a visit to the mound. Coach Doolittle trying to settle everybody down here. I'd like to see Mathis get through this inning without having to burn another pitcher. Pitched a really good ball game here. Got a 2-0 count on Freeman. One on, two out here in the inning. Washington County with a 5-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the third. And that one outside is 3-0.
You got this, Aiden. Take your time, buddy. You're in charge up there.
Mathis comes set. And that is low ball four. And puts Freeman aboard. That'll bring up William Johnson. Johnson walked his first time up as well against Mathis. Yeah, I'm going to be fouled back off the... top of the awning, and it's 0-1. And over near where the scorer's table is. And pitches inside for a ball. And over there you got Miss Jane Ninzi along with our buddy Daryl Kiki, who are overseeing the tournament once again this year. And they're always over here every year. Burton put on a great tournament. You got Julian Alley teaming as well, working the score table here. And fouls that one. it's off the mask of the home plate umpire, Jacob Baby. Asked him if he's okay. He said, shakes his head, yeah, he's fine. And the 1-2. And that one's going to be hit in the air. That's going to go foul.
Come on, Aiden.
And that one, ground ball over to second. Doolittle jump with it. Throws to first and gets the out. Here we tie on the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. And we played through three. We're halfway through this one. Washington County leads it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. Or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here and Harris warming up for the Belleville All-Stars, we'll be looking at Connor Mark, Luke Leckler, and then back to the top of the order with Cam Wheaton. We're in the fourth inning. Washington County leading this one 5-0. Day one of the 11-year-old baseball tournament. These are the district international tournaments. Unlike the district only, they can go sectional, state, or however far their particular division goes. Some of them cut off at state. Some can go all the way to the Little League World Series. And Mark lead it off here. He walked and scored. Back in the, he drew a bases loaded walk and scored. That was back in the second inning. So here we go. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. I don't know who's winning in the other game, but somebody's leading somebody 5-1 in the fourth inning. Oh, we're on the other field, but I don't know if that who's leading whom there. And here's a strike call on Marek. 2-1 count. And a pie, 3-1. And a pie, ball 4. And Mark takes the second walk of the game, and he'll move on down to first. And then bring up Luke Leckler. Leckler also drew a bases loaded walk and scored a run back in the second inning. And that one, a foul ball over the right side past the bleachers. And it's 0-1. And that one. Strike call, and it's 0-2. That went way high ball, and it's 1-2. And down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. That one way high. They have full count, 3-2. Five ball, 4. Another walk issued. And so Leckler and Mark are aboard for Wheaton. Washington County now has drawn 12 walks in the game, and that's going to bring another visit from the Belleville coach. And Washington County really showing a lot of patience at the plate, because usually here at this level, you don't see a lot of taken pitches, so that's a credit to them. Although, really, a lot of these pitches just really haven't been close. And so, yeah, Coach says his piece to Harris, and now Wheaton will step in here. Two on, nobody out here in the top of the fourth. And a pitch taken right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, Wheaton's going to pop that one. That's going to go foul over to the right side. Now to play. And no balls, two strikes on Wheaton. And Wheaton line drive down the line, fair ball. That's going to kick into the corner, and Marek coming home. He will score. And they're going to hold up. It's an RBI double for Wheaton. That makes it now 6-0 Washington County. And brings up Mason Ehlert. Pitch to Ehlert, up high for a ball. Ehlert over two, looking for his first hit. He did have an RBI on a ground out last time up. Yeah, that one low and away, a ball. And it's a 2-0 count. Harris ready with the next pitch. He will bring it in there for a strike. And it's 2-1. Yeah, that one way high ball. 3-1 count. And a pop ball four. Ehlert draws the walk. And that will load the bases for Walker Ebert. Ebert 1-for-2 with an RBI single his last time up. And out comes the Belleville coach. And are we going to make another change here? And yeah, they are. It's going to be another pitching change. And so with the pitching change, we will send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
All right, and back we come here. And Clayton Metcalf will come into pitch now. Metcalf, the fourth pitcher, is Now it's going to be Freeman moving over to short. And Harris will move back to third base. And first pitch is a strike call to Ebert. Washington County with the bases loaded, nobody out. Leading it here 6-0. And Ebert out in front of that one. And it's quickly 0-2. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and Ebert down on strikes. Out number one. And now it brings up Aiden Mathis. And next pitch, that one up high for a ball. That one way outside of ball, 2-0 on Mathis. Yeah, Leckler at third, Wheaton at second, Ehlert at first. And a pie for a ball, 3-0 count now. And outside ball four, and that'll bring another run home. That'll make it 7-0. Washington County is scoring as Leckler. And Wheaton will move to third, and Ehlert to second. Brings up Tommy Osmussen. And went up high for a ball, 1-0. One foul away. One ball and one strike. And that one skips away. Not far enough, though, for the runners to move up. 2-1 count. And that one way high ball. 3-1 count. And strike call. 3-2. Two pitch. Swing and a miss. And Osmussen down on strikes for out number two. So two down. Then it'll be up to Blaine Baker to try to see if he can get any more runs home. And strike called. 0-1 count. Strike called. 0-2. And outside for a ball. 1-2. And way outside of ball. Not enough for the runners to move up, though. 2-2. Wheaton doing the right thing, staying put down there at third. Got it. And Buck gets away. Now he's coming home. Well, the play gets by, and scoring is Wheaton. Makes it 8-0. And the runners move up as well. Aylett and Mathis to second and third. Full count on Baker. And a pot of ball four, and the bases will be loaded again. And that brings up Bowen Riley. Washington County just needs two more runs to put the run rule into effect. This level of run rule is 10 after 4. Now, Belleville being the home team, they would still get a chance to bat. And that one up high for a ball. 2-0 count now on Riley. He's walked twice. And that one gets away. Not far enough, though, for the runners to move up. 3-0 count. And strike call. 3-1 now. And a pot ball four, and they'll bring in another run. Base is loaded, walk. Scoring is Ailey. Makes it 9-0, Washington County. Now 16 walks drawn by Washington County batters, and brings up Jake Church. And pitch taken for a ball. That's 1-0. That's how you score 9 runs with only 2 hits in the game. And pitch inside for a ball. 2-0. Going to go foul. And that one outside for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. And the pot ball four. Another walk, and they'll bring another run home. That makes it now 10-0 here in the fourth inning. And Jake Dulich. Looks like another pitching change here for Belleville. And while they're doing that, let's take another break and be back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Attention baseball and softball fans, Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, we come back here. And the new pitcher is Clay Reefcole coming off the bench. And he'll be looking at Jake Dulich, the batter. Washington County with a 10-0 lead. Five more runs has come across here in the fourth inning. And almost all of it on walks. Washington County with 17 walks on. They also have an RBI double by Cam Wheaton in this inning. Yeah, right now, Belleville, they're just trying to find somebody that can throw a strike of any kind. They have really struggled tonight. Meanwhile, Washington County doing what good teams do, taking advantage when they can. And with Dulich batting here, he's the 11th batter in the inning for Washington County. Of course, this is just the start of our Little League All-Star coverage. Remember to join us tomorrow night. We are heading down to Belleville for the opening of the Major Boys Tournament. And that's the 12-year-olds for, as Rush used to say, for you folks in Rio Linda. And anyway, the Major Boys Tournament opens up tomorrow. Washington County and Weimer, that's scheduled for an 8 o'clock start time, 7:45 pregame. And so here we go. Yeah, first pitch coming. And Dulich fouls that one away. It's 0-1. And therefore a strike. 0-2. And that one inside the ball gets away. Runner coming home. And he's out of the plate. And so that'll retire the side in the inning. Washington County does come up with five more runs. They lead it 10-0. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Back into we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, we come back here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Washington County with a 10-0 lead, so that means the run rule is into effect. With this league playing only, division only playing six innings, the 10-run rule is in effect after four instead of the usual five, which is what it is when you get up to the seven-inning levels. And so Nolan Harris will lead it off. He'll be followed by Brody Willard and then Clay Reefcall. And your new pitcher for Washington County is going to be Mason Ehlert. He takes over for Aiden Mathis, who pitched three really good innings to get Washington County started off. And that'll be up to Ehlert to see if he can get this, get the job done and close this one out. And Harris way out in front of that one. It's 0-1. Harris lined out to Dulich at second base, his first time up. And that one foul over toward the Belleville dugout. It's 0-2. Football. And that one popped up. Yeah, it's going to be foul. Count remains 1-2 on Harris. Ehlert's next pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. And that is out number one. And brings up Brody Willard now. Taking down low for a ball. It's 1-0. That one inside for a ball. 2-0 now on Willard. And he sends that one fouled away. Two balls and one strike. Getting back towards the grill mat there. Daryl informed me we're having fish tonight after the game. And that one is outside for a ball. And it's 3-1. I know I can smell the grill from here. It smells great. That one's the inside ball for to Willard, and he draws the walk. Fifth walk drawn by Belleville in the game. Brings up Clay Reefcall. That one inside and low ball. Next pitch from you, from Ehlert, I should say, and it's a strike. 1-1. Church made a trying to pick off play there. Almost got him.
All right, let's be smart, eh? Let's get out of here.
Bounce up their ball, and it's 2-1. It was 1-1. And therefore, strike, good pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Let's see if they can get another out here.
There you go.
And one ground ball to Wheaton and short. Only plays to first. And he makes it for out number two. It's a Bellwell now down to their final out here. And brings up Asher Sorensen as Willard moves down to second base. Smart play there by Wheaton. Just going to make... He knew he went with that slow roller. He wasn't going to have a chance at second. So he did the right thing. Made the throw to first. And got get at least one for sure out there. Pitch is a strike on one to Sorensen. Yeah, let's see if Ehlert can get this last out here. Yep, bounced up there, ball 1-1, gets away from the catcher, moving up on the wild pitch is Willard down to third base. Now you got to be careful here, you don't want to let him score. If he scores, we have to play another inning. And nice block there, pitch was down low once again. 2-1. Ehlert trying to nail this one down for Washington County. Swing and a miss. And 2-2. So Belleville down to their final strike. And a foul up the third base side. Count remains 2-2. Side count holds 2-2 with 2 outs. Outside for a ball, and it's 3-2. Side, and that is your ball game. Final score, Washington County wins it 10-0. And they move on in the winner's bracket of the tournament. We'll be back with our post game, and we send you back to the studios. And let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, your final score, Washington County wins it over Belleville 10-0. Walks the big key to the game for Washington County. And let's see, what was the final total on that again? 17 walks for Washington County, which helped lead to those 10 runs. They only had just two hits in the game. Walker Ebert had an RBI single, and Cam Wheaton an RBI double. But otherwise, the rest of the runs all coming on walks. Most of those with the bases loaded. And that helped Washington County get the victory here tonight over the Belleville All-Stars. 10-0. So Washington County now moves on. And they will take on Lee County in a winner's bracket game tomorrow night back here at 5 o'clock. And didn't see who won the upper on the other game between Hempstead and Sealy. The winner of that will be Schulenburg at 5 o'clock on the other field. And Belleville, meanwhile, comes back here. They'll play Sunday night at 5 o'clock in loser's bracket action. And so that gets you up to date as to where we are on the tournament. And we're going to take another break and be back we'll be back to wrap it up. But let's get you back to the studios. This time, let's hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star Teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
All right, and we're back here at Burton, where once again your final score, Washington County wins it 10-0 over Belleville on opening night of the 11-year-olds tournament. And tomorrow we will be in Belleville for the opening of the Major Boys tournament. It'll be Washington County and Weimer, 8 o'clock start time, 7:45 pregame here on KWHI. That's going to do it for us. I want to thank the folks here in Burton for their hospitality, particularly Ms. Jane Hinsey and our buddy Daryl Kiki. Thanks to John Mabee for helping me get set up here tonight. And big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Thanks to Grayson for his always good job on the board back at the studios. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. For all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Thank you, Doug. And you heard it here, Washington County Little League All-Stars. This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Bodie Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Woman Insurance Agency, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contractors, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Clay North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoe Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, EDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Trading, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent Financial, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County beating Belleville 10-0, so good job to them. Stay tuned. This whole tomorrow, we have a game in Little League, and we'll be broadcasting here at, on KWHI. And next week, we'll have a whole week of Little League games for y'all to make sure you tell the grandparents and the aunts and uncles who may miss it that we're going to have it here on KWHI. As always, this is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.